Ruby Dee was born in Cleveland and moved with her family to Harlem as a baby. Her debut on a Cleveland stage was at the Hanna Theater in a touring production of Anna Lucasta in the late 40s. Soon, she was on the silver screen in films like A Raisin in the Sun and The Jackie Robinson Story. But she often found time to return to Cleveland, both at Playhouse Square and at the Caramu House Theater, where artistic director Terrence Spivey worked with Dee twice.
So giving with the artist and so giving with me when I worked with her. She just wanted to be part of the ensemble. It wasn't about her being a legend or... It was about, let me make sure I fit in with what you're doing here. I've told her, Miss D, 10% of you is 200% of anybody else. You know, I mean, she was just amazing.
Spivey says he discussed bringing D back to Cleveland in St. Lucy's Eyes, written specifically for the actress in 2002. Spivey now says he'd like to stage the piece as a tribute. In addition to being an Emmy and Grammy-winning performer, Dee and husband Ozzie Davis were friends of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., appearing with him at the March on Washington in 1963. Dee and Davis were married for 57 years until his death in 2005. They had three children together, including blues singer Guy Davis. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.